Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Couldn't have life without you. Please
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? Over 10 years later, we are still going strong. Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. It is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Man is in the building. Hello, little chocolatey.
Hello. Happy Sunday to everyone.
Happy Sunday to everybody. We want to thank you guys that's coming in on the network over there on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we just jumped off the Manda the Mentor Show. Had a great show over there on Manda the Mentor Show. Now we back for another episode of the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Yes, we're excited and delighted to be a part of this great network on tonight. We're streaming live on another network tonight, man.
We are.
Yeah, we want to welcome Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com Network.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can stream, you can check us out live right now. You can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobenetwork and listen to the E-Man After Show live.
Yes.
We want to shout out to that great network over there. We are on two networks tonight. Listen, you can call us here at 563-999-3456, you know, and if you call that number, you'll be listening to Southern Soul and you'll be listening to We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Shout out to We Talk and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Man, we had the owner and founder last Sunday night. We had Curtis Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his stage name is Curtis Blow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's his stage name, his DJ name. But Curtis Frazier was with us on last Sunday night. And we're on this network tonight. So, guys, if you want to listen to us live, we're going to share the wealth. We're in 160 more countries now, Mandy.
Right.
Including France.
Uh-huh.
If you want to listen to us live, it's not a live call-in number, but you can go right to the network, which is www.southernsoul. That's one word, mm-hmm. all together, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. You'll see the E-Man Emblem set there, the E-Man Show. Click on that and you can listen to us live.
That's right.
But if you want to call and talk to us live, you can call us here at what is that? 3456.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all that notes I got in the here from your show.
I see.
Yeah, and then if you just want to contact Southern Soul, you can call a business number. You can call 469-445-5823. Maybe you want to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need a DJ.
Right.
Maybe you want to listen to some good old soul music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, play some soul music. Whatever you want to do, call and contact this owner. You know, you can you might can work out something. You work out a contract. Y'all guys can do. You can do your own show.
That's right.
But we appreciate Southern Soul Man over there on the other side. The E-Man After Show, the Man to the Mentor Show. We broadcasted over there at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
But we broadcast in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it was a great show. And so to all of you over there on Southern Soul, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Man, we're excited. But, man, listen, we got a YouTube channel over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us over here on our website. It's www.wetalkradio.com. And we on all social media. Man, well, listen, we all around the globe for sure now.
We are.
We over there. Listen. Man, help you out over there with some of them platforms, man.
Sure, just a few. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
And listen, guys, you can download all those apps. You're going to find We Talk Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio Network. Listen, they have all the previous shows up. You can listen live over there, or you can go back and, and click on them emblems and listen to our shows.
Mm-hmm.
I listen on Spotify. I just love the family of Spotify. So you guys can pick whichever one of those platforms you like to listen. If not, you can click the link that's out there. It's a link that goes out for the E-Man After Show from We Talk Radio Network, from the Man to the Mentor Show. Yeah, and just click those links, and, man, you're able to listen to the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's show. Keep a brother eating. Yeah. Listen, we keep coming back because they keep coming back, man.
Right.
That's what Mr. Curtis was talking about last Sunday. It's all about the listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so those of you that goes on those sites and listen, we want to appreciate you over here on We Talk Radio Network. If you like to follow us, we do have a YouTube channel. You can follow us at, We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe, help me out over there.
All right, so you just click that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk family upload new content.
Yes, and so we appreciate all of you guys. Listen, you can go on the website. I mean, you can go on our YouTube channel and the website. If y'all just want to know what me and Mandy look like, not that it's important, but she ain't fat. She may be fine as hell, but she ain't fat. You might got booty for days, but she ain't. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, you know, and the reason why I say that, because, you know, we got to talking last Sunday night, and most people think talk got a look to it.
Right.
Because when they see us, they're, oh, that's what you look like, oh, okay, what was I supposed to look like?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And so y'all can check us out. Y'all can check us out. If you're over there on Southern Soul, you listen, when you click on the Man to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show, you can see what me and Mandy look like. She about
4'2". 4'11". Let's be accurate. 4'11".
You 4'11"?
I am.
With heels on.
No.
Man, you short as. Listen. Ain't nothing like looking down to a short. What be going on in your world down there?
Same thing going on in your world where you stand.
Yeah. What be going on down there in that little world down there?
Same thing going on in your world, sweetie.
Yeah, well, man, we are back. We are back for another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Listen, you guys, listen. Kia D did a show Monday night. It's the Unplug with Kia D.
Okay.
You want to check that out at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time right over here on We Talk Radio Network. So just peacock proud, hyena happy of Miss Kia Davis. Man, she's been, this station been thriving for 13 years.
Mm.
And she just doing the doggone thing. So shout out to you, Miss Kia D.
Yeah.
And the D stands for delicious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's our stage name, too. So we want to appreciate you, Miss Kia, all that you do. You know, she's traveling a lot, you know. They have her going. So just appreciate you. What a great show she had on last Monday. See, this, you know, these shows are for the grown and sexy. You
uh-huh.
got to be grown to listen to us. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. That. So if you want to know what my little chocolate chip, people say, it was a friend of mine at work. They say, E-Man, why you call your wife chocolate chip?
Uh-huh.
I said, because she, look at it.
The melanin.
I say, you know, all dark and chocolate. I said, one night I got started calling my little chocolate chip. Somebody uh-huh. sent us some chocolate chip cookies for real.
They did.
And they were good, too.
Now, and it's crazy, man, because when people refer to me from hearing you say chocolate chip, they be uh-huh. like, they'll say, your chocolate drop.
Yeah, they'll say chocolate drop. They'll say some of everything, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, y'all get to see what we look like. You know, mm-hmm. I'm about like 6'1", and she 4'2". She say
4'11". I'm 4'11".
Man, you ain't 4'11". Trust me.
The lies they tell.
Yeah, because what were we at? We was at church or somewhere. We was at church, and you took your shoes off.
I had some heels on, right? I had taken my heels off during worship. Eldridge looked over. E-Man looked over at me. He's like, oh, you took your heels off.
Yeah, because I had to look down and find you. Yeah, you know how people shout, you know, you see, Mandy, one of them shouters, okay, I'm going to take my shoes off while I shout first.
No, I just took my shoes. I just simply, you always add, that's the issue right there. No, I just simply took my shoes off, okay?
Right, right.
And so I took those shoes off and you know, and
I couldn't find you.
Really? Really? You a mess. But you didn't look a little taller, so hey.
Yeah, I'm like, where'd she go? Oh, there you are down there. But ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I don't know if it's raining in your neighborhood, but it's raining in our neighborhood.
It is.
For a minute.
yeah, I don't hear anything now.
We're broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Shout out to Funky Town.
All right.
Oh, part of Worth. Shout out to you. Shout out to Cedar Hill that's listening.
Yeah.
Duncanville.
Mm-hmm.
Plano.
Yeah.
Garland.
Yeah.
Rowlett, Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the mid-cities. We want to shout you out on tonight. Listen, we're on another network on tonight. We so peacock proud and high and happy to be on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Shout out to all the great listeners over there. Listen, you could get some good feel-good music over there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, if you into the blues, whatever you into, that good old Southern soul,
uh-huh.
Listen, on a Sunday night right about now, you know, Mandy's across the room, but normally she'd be up under me. When you want to pull your little boo thing up and, you know, put you some of that good old grown and sexy music on, it's on and popping, boy.
Oh, I'm on my way over there.
I felt that. I don't know what I felt. Come on over here.
I don't know what you said, but whatever. I'll be there in a second.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're having fun tonight. Mandy, listen, we might well have some joy. Our Cowboys lost today.
They did.
Yeah, don't y'all be jelly out there on the network now. The Cowboys lost today. Man, and then they lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. How'd that happen? Come on now. Dallas got upset today. The Cardinals beat them, 28-16. So Dallas is 2-1. Yeah.
What's new? What's new? This is every season. What's new?
They start out good. Well, you know, every now and then you got to be, you know, you need to lose one so you can, you know, get that, you know, in other words, don't get too far out there to think you can't lose. Once they get this, they'll sharpen up just a little bit. Just like with Deion Sanders, Colorado lost yesterday just as well.
Okay.
You know, Colorado lost yesterday to Oregon. You know, and at the end of the day, they'll bounce back next week. The Cowboys win next week, man.
This is everything.
Don't be jelly. Don't be jelly now. Yeah, don't be jelly. Well, our Cowboys lost today. So guess what? You got the E-Man after show.
Mm-hmm.
You got us on tonight. Listen, at 9:35, if the Cowboys got you upset,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you're in that funk right now.
Uh-huh.
Dude, make sure you're listening over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Make sure you're listening on We Talk Radio Network.
Uh-huh.
We got some encouragement for you tonight.
Yes, for your soul, okay? By Fred Bell at 9:35
yeah,
p.m.
You want,
Central Standard Time.
Listen, he gonna lift you up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the time you get through listening to Fred Bell tonight, his encouragement, you'll be all right tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't shoot yourself out. 'Cause, you know, man, these fans, they take it seriously. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Yeah, you know, ain't no need to busting nobody windows out because the Cowboys. You know what's funny?
Uh-huh.
You know what's funny, Mandy?
What?
You know, all of us, we act like we playing. We lost the game. We
right.
ain't going now.
What? I guess it's serious.
Yeah. Our neighbors said, man, we lost today. I said, nah, the Cowboys lost today. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, it's just a game, people.
Yeah.
It's just a game. But we'll bounce back next week. But we got some encouragement for the soul tonight with Fred Bell at 9:35. And then it's just open mic night tonight, man.
It is open mic night.
Yeah, it's open mic night tonight. Yeah, you listen, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about how fine your wife is, call me up here at 563.
Now listen.
And let's talk about it.
We don't want to talk about no Cowboys. No sports.
We're
not trying to talk about the sports tonight.
Listen, it's always.
These are not conversations that I am qualified to engage in, okay?
And listen, you're around the domino table. Well, you come around the domino table. And ladies and gentlemen, to our new listeners over on Southern Soul, this is what we do. We come around the domino table over here at the E-Man After Show. And we sit around and we talk sports. We talk politics. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. The only reason why we're here because you keep coming back.
Right.
So all of you that's listening over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network, you can call us here at 563-999-3456 and engage in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little sports tonight.
Mm.
We're going to talk some sports tonight. But I want to talk about, man, I got somebody. We had somebody write us in,
uh-huh.
write into us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when they write into us, you know, we got to change it. We got to make this stuff sound, because some of the stuff they say, we got to edit out a whole lot.
So true.
And so we talk. This is what we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just engage in conversation around the domino table. Let's pick a side tonight. Mm. We want to pick a side tonight. We want to pick a side. A, yes, or B, no.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about social media a little bit tonight, because we're in the media.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the media world, you mm-hmm. know. And for us, this is why you would always hear us say allegedly, because what allegedly means, we don't know if this story is true or not, because we not nowhere around.
Right.
And so we got a lot of haters out there. We got haters when it comes in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
We got haters when people are just... We got people hating on us. you understand what I'm saying?
We do.
Yeah, well, you know how people... You know, how would you say it, Mandy? No matter who you are,
mm-hmm.
it's always good to know you got haters, because that lets you know you're doing something right.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's always somebody gonna like, ain't gonna like something you're doing.
Of course not. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when it comes to the negativity, it says a lot about the person that's putting it out.
Exactly.
It really does. And that's what we have to be careful and mindful of, is that when we put out a lot of negativity,
mm-hmm.
that it says a lot about our character.
Right, right. And so with that being said, our question tonight is, should we always respond to everything that's on social media,
mm.
especially when it's negative?
Right.
Should we always have something to say? And you know, most people know to Steve Harvey. It's Steve Harvey, Marjorie Harger is trending right
mm-hmm.
now. We all know that. As soon as you pull up your phone, you're going to see something about Steve Harvey
right.
and his wife.
There has not been a break since him and his wife got married.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been something, but now it seems like it has intensified.
Right. And then his co-host, Shirley Strawberry,
mm-hmm.
she's trending.
She is trending.
Deion Sanders is trending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got sportscasters, you got... podcasters, everybody's hating on Deion because he's winning.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this pastor, man, that what is his name? Gino Jenkins,
right? Uh-huh. I believe.
You know, I don't know if he's I don't know if he's a Baptist pastor, uh-huh. Muslim or whatever. I just know he wear a bow tie. But his whole message is by somebody else. It's by some other pastor.
Okay.
It's all he really. This brother here to me, you know, when I checked him out, to me, you guys just got to be real, real careful, because it seemed like he hit on every pastor that, you could tell he's opportunities first mm-hmm. and foremost. He's mm-hmm. building a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And in his platform, that's all he doing is cutting down other preachers.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so our question is tonight, let's pick a side. Should we always comment on those type of conversations?
Mm.
Being in media, then you got people in your family hate on you.
Mm.
Should you always respond to the people in your family?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes or no? You understand what I'm saying? At work, you got people at work, they always hating on you.
Nope.
There's always something negative.
No.
Listen, you could do 250,000 things right,
mm-hmm.
and you could do one thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And people just lose their doggone mind.
Now, this is true.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so our question tonight is, this sister was out of Philadelphia. She wrote in. We just kind of worded it a little bit different. So we worded it like this here. Let's just pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
Should we always engage in the negativity?
Mm.
We as reporters and radio personalities and people that put stuff out on the air, because we just reporting. You know, we're reporting because allegedly we wasn't there. We
right,
don't know.
Right.
I don't know what's going on in Steve Harvey's house. I don't live with him. I only know what's going on in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that? And I'll be trying to keep it there. You understand? You know, and so I can't say, but by the time you get through reading all the blogs, you don't know if he cheated or not.
And that's why we mm-hmm. cannot buy into what we hear.
Right, right, right.
A lot of times people are so passionate because there are so many stories, and these stories, there has been a lot of built upon. They'll take the basis of a story, and people will basically give their thoughts, right?
Right, right.
I feel like it was this way. This happened, that happened. And mm-hmm. then before you know it, people are just emotional, right?
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
feeling the way, and they're passionate
yeah.
about something that's not even their business in the first place.
You know, there's a scripture over in the Bible. I want to say it's 1 Thessalonians 4:11. And this is to Gino Jenkins, all you that follow him. It is a scripture. Pull it up, man. I think it's 4:11. 1 Thessalonians, I think it said, you should aspire to be quiet. minding and tending to your own business and doing only the work that I call for you. If God is telling you to tend to your own business,
right,
and stay out of other folks' business, I think that scripture, you know, you can read it in a different translation.
Mm-hmm.
In the conversation, God is saying, tend to your own. It's not none of your business about the next person and how they serve me. It's only your business to worry about you. Somewhere down there, it talks about let every man work out his own soul salvation. You understand what I want to say? 1 Thessalonians 4:11 or 2 Thessalonians 4:11, one of them. It talks about expunging to be real quiet. Learn to shut up.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What does it say, man? You got it?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Tell me what that scripture say.
This is NIV. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life,
mm-hmm,
you should mind your own business and work with your own hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on everybody.
And so if you understand the whole context of that particular text, God is telling you it's not none of your business about the next person and what they do.
Right.
It's your business to worry about what you do.
Uh-huh.
I didn't call you to talk about nobody else's ministry. I didn't call you to tell you that nobody else is saved.
Mm-hmm.
You need to mind your own business.
Mm.
Now this is why I understand Jesus was black. John 21, chapter 21, verse 18. Jesus said to Peter, because Jesus and Peter was having a conversation, Mandy,
mm-hmm,
and Jesus said to Peter, because Peter, you know, Peter was outspoken.
Right.
Peter will let you have it. But Peter and Jesus was homeboys because, Peter denied Jesus,
uh-huh,
right?
Yes, he did.
He denied him, right?
Uh-oh.
And Jesus knew he was going to deny him. But when Jesus said to, he said, listen, go get my disciple then, what did he say? And Peter.
Mm-hmm.
He still called Peter by name, let you know they was running with each other. But that wasn't what I was going with it. You read that particular scripture,
mm-hmm,
Jesus turned to Peter, asked Jesus a question, and Jesus turned around, what is this to you, Peter? you understand what I'm saying? And so what am I saying? You know, that's how we talk around the domino table. What is it to you? Why are you worried about what I do?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You have to read the text. See, when I read the Bible, man, you have to understand the context of the text and put it in a proper context. Peter and Jesus was having a go back and forth conversation.
They were.
And Jesus got hood on and said, what is it to you, Peter? Why are you worrying about it?
And sometimes people can feel like they're doing a good thing, right?
Right, right, right.
But it's not the right timing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's just best to just cease from speaking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens a lot with the blogs and people putting out news that's heard. You know, they feel like they're delivering the news. This happened. Let me inform the people. But at the same time, they're turned down and they're demonizing others.
Right, right, right. And so that brings us to our question tonight. We're sitting around the domino table. We got some good music for you. Those of you listening on Southern Soul, welcome to We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show tonight. We're picking a side. Let's pick a side. The A side is yes, and the B side is no.
Mm-hmm.
Should we always respond to everything that we see on social media, everything that goes on in the family, everything that goes on the job? Learn to live a quiet life. Quit talking about stuff you don't know, in other words. And tend and mind your own business. One translation, just break it on down. You should just mind your own business.
Yep.
What is your business? Your business is not the next person's business. If the Bible is telling you to mind your own business, now, you know, because we human, we got to kind of see it politely.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Listen, you need to mind your own business. That's not none of your business. And so what God is saying in scripture, Mr. Gino Jeans, whatever your name is, it's not none of your business about nobody and how they say, because you know what? It's only one person died on the cross, and he's the only one that we should be concerned about. We shouldn't be concerned about how you feel, how I feel.
Right.
It's not none of my business how you serve God, and it ain't none of your business how I do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, this Bible can teach you a whole lot if you people get in it for real. See, a lot of people pick the scriptures they want to use.
Right. And see, this here, speaking of what Gino Jenkins, this is in a context of the church, right?
Right, right, right.
So there's a difference from someone having a voice that's in the world and someone having a voice that's in the church, right?
Right, right, right.
Those those words supposed to be seasoned,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but at the end of the day, whether it's correction, encouragement, whatever the case may be, at the end of the day, the message needs to be edifying.
Right.
So that's where the issue, that's where the issue comes in.
Right.
Are we tearing down or are we edifying?
And so our question tonight is, should we always respond to everything on social media that's negative?
Mm-hmm.
And for us as personalities, once again, we report stories. And the reason why a lot of time I don't report them because I don't know.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's allegedly. So I wasn't there, so I don't know. So I try to stay out of it because I try to mind my own business.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm,
understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but by the way, I want to give a shout out to my little niece. She's listening tonight all the way out of Houston, Texas. This time last year, we was in Houston, huh, man?
Right.
This time last year, we was in Houston, Texas. My little niece got married. Today is her one-year anniversary.
Yay.
Yeah.
Happy
shout out
anniversary.
To Sabrina, if you're listening on to Network On Tonight, if you're listening over there on Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Network, we appreciate you joining us on tonight. But it's her one-year anniversary.
It is her one-year.
She's been married a year.
Yes, she
yeah, we barking up on one. How long we been married? About 9 months now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, we almost on our anniversary. We in Vegas, our anniversary, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, and so we coming up on our one-year anniversary, Sabrina. We right back, because, you know, we got married right after she did.
We did.
And so it's our one-year anniversary. Then also, man, it's been 3 years since we laid my mother to rest.
It has.
Today is her birthday.
Yes, it is.
Happy heavenly birthday to your mama.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, today she would have been 98 years old.
Mm.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate her and all that she have did for us. As little ones,
yes.
You listen, my mama got bit by dogs, Mandy, you know, back in her day.
Mm.
You know, she came around in that slave era.
Oh.
you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, her mama lynched, you know.
Mm.
And so, yeah, we ain't going to get in that story tonight.
That's a story.
But anyway, at the end of the day, you know, shout out to you, Mama. You know, she would be 98 years old. She's been gone to be with the Lord for 3 years
mm-hmm.
on. So we celebrated her birthday on today. But we're back around the domino table. Listen, we're getting ready for some encouragement for the soul. We see some of you guys flagging on the phone lines on tonight. Listen, we're going to bring you into the conversation because it was a young lady wrote us out of Philadelphia, and we just tried to reword it a little bit. But tonight we're going to pick a side. The side A is yes, and the side B is no.
Yes.
Should we always respond to everything that goes on in social media? And so some of the names they sent in, she sent in, but everybody know about Steve Harvey. Everybody know about Shirley Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
They know about Deion Sanders. Now they're going to be talking about Dak.
Mm-hmm.
They finna fire Dak now. Cowboy lost today.
Oh, my.
So should we always engage into the next? Where's the positivity at?
Yeah.
But this is all about numbers. This is all about everybody's an opportunity in some type of way
because
everybody want opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're building platforms, because we live in a world now that negativity sells more than positivity. Don't nobody even want the truth no more.
Oh, no.
Listen, if you tell the truth, you're almost outcast. If you just raise your hand and say, I did it, you know,
yeah.
At the end of the day, people ain't rocking with you.
You're right.
But if you come with some drama, for sure that. Well, me and Mandy, we're sitting around the domino table. We're getting ready for encouragement for the soul. We want you guys over there, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Yeah.
Listen, you can listen to us live right now. You have to go to www.SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeNetworkRadio.com. That's one word. You can put that in. Listen, you can click on the email after the show and listen to us live.
Yes, that's Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
And we want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines. Pete, appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the network. Man, I care about I lost $50, man.
You lost $50.
You gonna give me $25 to pay my board?
No. You lost
That fire popped up. Man, that fire just threw all my numbers off.
You need to stop throwing your money away on the Cowboys.
I ain't
now.
Throwing no money away. Listen, you didn't say that when I'm winning.
No.
Yeah, man. And so, I had some good numbers today. Five showed up. God dog it. But we got to get some encouragement up in here. And listen,
yes.
We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We'll be back with more right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
In this life, we go through a lot of trials and tribulations. We go through things at our job. We go through things at our home life. We even go through things at church. And the world we look at, or the world we're living in today, it's at a state we're saying, can it get any worse than this? Is it ever going to get any better? And sometimes we may feel like our life is like that, where we're at a standing point, or we're at a stalemate, where anything, will it get better? Or will it stay the same? But when you look at Luke chapter 4, verses 40, it talks about when the sun was going down and all the people that were sick from various diseases was brought to Jesus Christ. And he healed each and every one of them. So it got better for them. So if it got better for them, why can't it get better for you? Because we've all been sick before. We've all lost jobs before. Some have been homeless. Some have been in prison. We've all been through something, and look at us now. It's gotten better. We're doing better than we were last year. We're doing better than we were last week. We're even doing better than we were yesterday. So we have the faith to trust God, believe in God, and lean on to his unchanging hand. Everything is going to get better because God is in control. There's no politician. There's no president. There is nobody that's in control of your life. It's only one person, and that's Jesus Christ. So we have to believe in him, trust in him, because things will get better. I'm here to encourage someone tonight. Listen to this and just look at how your life has changed for the better. So when you think about it, just trust God and just look at the brighter day on tomorrow, because we know troubles don't last always. And everything will get better. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Bye.
I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Ooh.
What?
It's thunder and lightning out here. Oh, Jesus.
What was that?
Yeah, we're back. It's the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the phone line, that's on the network on tonight. Welcome to another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. And listen, guys, we are broadcasting live on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. That's one word.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. And listen, you can log in and listen to us live. We want to appreciate the owner. We had him on last Sunday night. Mr. Curtis Frazier with us. His stage name is DJ Curtis Blow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know nothing about DJ Curtis Blow, do you, man? You know, he sung the Christmas song. DJ Curtis Blow, you remember that song, Mandy? Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Boy, I tell you. Yeah, well, guys, we're back in the building on tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. And listen, we had a young lady wrote us out of Philadelphia. We just kind of worded a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, man, because so many people are so negative when it comes to social media,
right.
Always have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the church community, you know, we threw the church in there because every time you... Anytime I pull up social media, I always see this pastor, and he's always just talking about everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it allowed me to ask the question, let's pick a side tonight. Mm-hmm. Are we on the side A? Do we agree that we should respond to everything that's negative? Or are we on the side B? Well, we just kind of just somewhat be quiet, man.
Hmm. Now, personally, mm-hmm. I feel I'm on the side B, but I do understand why you have people with certain podcasts that report on these things. You know, I feel like you can pretty much speak about anything tastefully.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, you can report a story, but be tasteful about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference from reporting and slander.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I feel that a lot of podcasts, they move from reporting into slander, you know, because they know that they will gain followers. They know that more people are going to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, drama sells.
For sure.
But for me personally, to answer your question, I would say no.
Yeah.
That's not my interest.
Right.
I feel like what you connect to, it says a lot about you.
Right. And I definitely agree. I'm on the side of no, too, just as well, because I don't really have time. You understand? But, man, this is Curtis Blow right here. I had to look up a song.
Okay.
Hold it.
That's played out.
This is Curtis Blow.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was live, because this ain't 1823.
But yeah, Curtis Blow was his stage name, and we so peacock proud and hyena happy to be on his great network. He started a network. Listen, to those of you that may want to do a podcast, because listen, he's in 160 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Right tonight, we're heard in 160 countries, including France right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to the E-Man After Show. We just gained more listeners, and we are all around the globe over here on We Talk Radio Network. And so, listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, join the conversation, we're just proposing a question because it's open mic night. In other words, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the Cowboys losing today, we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about Deion Sanders losing on yesterday, we'll talk about that. If you want to just, if you want to talk about how fine your girl is, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it all tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. Man, we just jumped off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. It's storming down here in Dallas. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. You don't know nothing about that, neither.
I do know that song.
Help me sing. Come on, help me sing.
I will not. That is not my caller.
There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. Your soul got to be anchored in Jesus, because he surely you supposed to be here for me. Boy, you ain't. But ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys on the network on tonight. The time ticker is going off. Shout out to all of you on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. We're down around the domino table. Let's see if we can bring some callers in. Last four numbers, 6866. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hello, this is Tonisha. Hi, guys.
Hi. Tonisha Franchon, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we are good. Listen, we blessed, black, and highly favored, and unapologetic about it. Well, thank you for chiming in on the E-Man After Show on tonight. We're around the domino table. You want to jump into this conversation with us?
I do. So when it comes to the whole social media thing, I am definitely on Team B, definitely.
Okay.
It's almost a no-brainer to be
right.
Just because, like, when I think about if I were on Team A, it would be like, man, like, you would be responding to so many things. You'd just be on social media all the time.
For sure.
But I think it's important to be mindful about the fact that, you know, we don't really know these people.
Right.
We don't
right.
really know. And they are human just like us. And whatever the story that's out is just the story that's out. You know, there are so many things that that could be going on, like from the inside. There's too many variables for me to really comment strongly, like, I know such.
Right.
Like, to say that, too many variables to say that. You know, it could be this, it could be blah, blah, blah. You could do that. But, and if you do choose to, you know, state your opinion or, you know, your loose thoughts, being that you don't know so many things about the situation, to state them, but also maybe add some positivity to it or add some, hey guys, we may be thinking this, but we also don't know that, you know, because just to, you know, attack someone or act like you know everything is, I think that's a little ignorant. Really.
Okay. Well, I definitely agree. You agree, man?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very well said, because, man, I tell you, you can't click on nothing. You know, me and men in this media world, and I know you in this media world just as well, we report stories. This is some reason why I try to stay away from all the bloggers, you know. We're reporting a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason why we're reporting it, we're talking about it tonight, somebody wrote in. You know what I'm saying? We got so many people write in, and some of the stuff they write in, we had to reword this one, you know, come up with a topic. So that's why I'm asking the question, you know, which side are you on? Because you got a lot of people out there, Franchon, that they are negative about everything. You know, and so even in our families, even in our in the work community, you know what I'm saying? You know, and so but we appreciate you.
So, just one more.
Go ahead.
When you are constantly consuming and commenting and just bringing negativity to the world, you also have to think about how that affects you and others, but, you know, you as a person, that's not good for you either, to just be spewing negativity. That's not great at all.
Right, right.
Yeah, it makes me think of when your name come up in the room, what will be said about you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of people, they sit back and they observe, you know, and if we're spurting out negativity, then at the end of the day, you will be looked at as a person that a person wouldn't say much around, definitely wouldn't open up
to.
So it as you stated, basically, it does say a lot of it speaks volume of the person that's delivering the information. Now, I'm all for a good conversation. I believe that we can have a conversation and we can state facts. But when we start slandering, speaking lies, or adding to, building upon the basis of a conversation, then that's a problem. And not only that, but it's sowing seeds, because we have so many people in the social media world that's gullible. They take information, they run with it, and it's twisted from one person to the other, and it's a big web of lies at the end.
Right. Yes. Yep. Well, thank you, Finchon. We want to appreciate you sitting around the dumb. Are you going to hang out with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm open for it.
All righty. Well, hang on. We're going to bring some more callers in. We want to see y'all opinion. Let's bring some more callers in. Last four numbers, 6-5. I know. I believe it's Freya Bell. Freya Bell, how are you tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Well, good. Well, we're glad to have you around the E-Man After Show. We're back around the domino table. We got Miss Finchon. She done called in on tonight. You're here on tonight. Let me bring this call in. Your last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. This Ant? Hey, Ant.
Hey, what's up, brother E-Man? Yes, it is.
Yes. I got Fred Bell and Anthony and Finchon and Mandy. We all around the domino table out tonight. Listen, guys, I lost $50. I need somebody to help me pay my pot. Fred, man, them cowboys that made me lose my $50, man. What's up on that?
you shouldn't have bet on them, man. Stop playing football, boo.
Listen, I got to go to work and hand out $50 tomorrow. Listen, don't be like my wife, because every time I win, listen here. What my hand? Oh, what was your hand when you put it on the board?
I'm on the winning team.
You're on the winning team?
Yes.
Well, you want to give an offering so I can pay my board tomorrow?
You know, I don't agree with you, but I agree that you took a chance, you win some, lose some.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be all right.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought maybe I wanted to help a brother pay his board off. Right? That's all. Listen, you have not because your ass not. You know what I'm saying?
And you still don't have.
Well, hey, fella. Listen, we got a conversation we're talking about around the domino table. Fred Bell, should we always respond to all the negativity that's going around on social media and the family, even in the church world? Should we always respond?
No, I don't think it's like the young lady just called in and said, mm-hmm. If we respond to all negative stuff on the internet, we've been around all day long. You know, when I go on Facebook or something, I put my Bible scripture on there and I get off. I don't go back I go back on and look and see who actually liked it or something like that. But as far as like commenting on a lot of stuff, because like Mandy was saying, you can comment positively on something, but we're coming back negatively on something that's already negative. So we should try to, if we're going to comment, put some positivity in it. But everybody want to feed into what's negative and go on and on and on, like you said about the Steve Harvey situation. Nobody's in their house. Nobody knows what's going on in theirs. But the same thing probably going on in theirs is going on in yours. But you ain't talking about yours. You're talking about somebody else's. It's yours first.
Right. Clean sweep around your front door first before you try to sweep around mine.
Right.
For sure that. Well, man, I tell you, because it's so much negativity out there. Let me ask you a question. Do you know this guy named Geno Jenkins? Oh, Jenkins, is his name, Mandy?
I believe so. I'm not.
I listen to him on. I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I listen to him on. When he be, you know, when you're on like Facebook Shorts or like stuff like that, I listen to him all the time. Well, not all the time, but when you're on, I listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, he's preaching about every time I don't follow him, but every time I pull him, because I don't know if he's a Baptist preacher, I don't know if he's a Muslim. He come across like a Muslim. He come across like a I don't know where he is, Pentecost. I don't know which way he go, but it's not a time that I have not pulled this guy up. That it's all about what everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And it's always in a negative light.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And for me, if you that you know that type of status, because it's almost like he's trying to build a platform. If you're in that type of status, you know why you can't say nothing positive about. I mean, especially if you don't know these
positive,
people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's why we, and you know, we got church people who are around. They can be negative too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a church that you don't go to, somebody going to be negative about something. Wouldn't you agree, Ant?
Sure. Yeah, I totally agree, man.
Yes, sir.
I totally agree with it. You know, I mean, man, I don't really care a lot about social media, man, certain points of it, you know, because it's just out of control, man. You know, so much negativity on here, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's some positive things can be done with it, and it's been a positive thing with the atmosphere of it, you know, like when the pandemic came, you know, that's what we strongly supported on, you know, to go to church. We needed that to go to church. So, you still there?
Yeah, we listen.
Okay. Yeah, so slowly going to church, man, you know, and things like that, which was a positive thing. But then, it just tears me up to watch a lot of this negative stuff that's going there.
Right,
I mean, you got people that post their face or somebody's body. Who does that kind of stuff?
you ain't seen none of this artificial intelligence going to be off the chain. I told men, I said, listen.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm laughing because I told man that. I said, listen, you know, you check with me before you believe anything out of you.
That's the truth.
Yeah, they like to put my head on somebody's body. You know, before you call me cussing and fussing. Make sure you know it's me for real, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yes, sir. I was just on there recently. I mean, you know, I understand sometimes you get on there and things that appear to be so good, they really not, you know.
Right.
I'm associated. Okay, here's a prime example. I'm associated with CVS, okay, and I do their reward things and all that. So they give me stuff, you know, all these different stuff. So they offer me a free vacuum cleaner. So, you know, I could vacuum a car, different gifts you could get. And it looks just like CVS stuff. So I went ahead. I said, I want this free gift. All you have to do is pay the shipping. So
that's
I did that. I did that. Went through it. Paid a little $5 something shipping to get this little vacuum.
Right.
It wasn't a week. A week and a half later, they done hit my card with something else.
Yeah, that's scam. Yeah, I feel you.
Fine print that you don't see that you signing up for. So I had to go cancel this card. Go to get a whole nother card behind this mess, and then call them up. Get with my bank to have them cancel my subscription or whatever they have me subscribing to for $80-something. $84 they just hit my account with, you know. So I'm thinking if I was rich, I probably would have never saw this. But if I was rich, I probably would have never signed up for this free vacuum cleaner either, though. You know, so you can't. Yeah, so that's just, I'm just saying, you know, it's just how people grab stuff that, you know, and make it look like they're associated with this company, and they really associated with something else, you know?
Right.
So I had to go through all that for my other man, changing my, getting another, shutting that card off, getting another card I've been having for years, you know, been paying all my accounts with. So now I had to change all these different accounts that I got that's coming out of that credit card to the new one. You know, it's just all the formalities I had to go through behind trying to get a free vacuum cleaner on this social media man. So, I mean, I totally agree not to believe everything that's on there. And I try to tend not to, you know, engage in a lot of that stuff on there. I really do.
We laughing because, man, I tell you, how many cars we done count? this is why you got to pay attention even to the hackers that's on social media. Because I don't know how they sit back and get a lot of, and my wife, she'd lock her cars down, you know.
I do.
Listen, you can't even take her car. If you get up there, listen, can I use your car to get some gas? It's locked down. Let me every time we go somewhere, wait a minute, E-man, I got to unlock it. I'm like,
that's
Jesus
right.
Christ.
So listen, I've been got at the getting gas.
You're not the only one. I know some people do that same thing with their chime cards and stuff. They lock it every time.
No, it's my bank card. I faithfully, because I've been, you know, no, honestly, I've had somebody to swipe me and keep continuously swiping. I took a nap, so I woke up to it. So I learned to keep my card locked.
Yeah. Make sure you keep that cap of the card locked up.
Right.
You understand? Because we don't know no more extra money coming out of that joke.
Right.
But, man, I tell you, social media. But you know what? That's the time that we're living in today. And it's you know, everybody's living their, not even gonna say everybody, it appear to be that like everybody's living their life through social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they almost take it like it is Bible. You know what I'm saying? But as I said earlier, when it comes to the truth, it seems like truth is minute in this world today. You could tell the truth and people won't even believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all fellas and ladies sitting around the domino table, you can honestly tell the truth and you almost have to convince someone that you are telling the truth. But now if you scandalous and you listen, they are buying to that any minute, every day, all day.
Yep.
You know.
They will.
Yes, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you guys. You guys are listening to us over on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's over there listening to this show, the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you that's listening to us on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the high-rise downtown Dallas. The time ticker is going off. Man, it's storming out here. There's a storm out. Is it raining in y'all neighborhood out there?
Yes.
It raining in y'all neighborhood, man? We the only one getting rain.
Yeah,
we're like
hailing over here in Cedar Hill.
Oh, is it raining, Frenchon, in your neighborhood?
It was. It,
oh, okay.
It's not any, whoa, I just heard some thunder. Okay, so I guess it's not done yet, but it was raining. I think we may have even gotten some hail.
Well, it's about time. I guess the Lord's going to give us, get rid of this drought.
We need the rain.
Man, we need the
we
rain. There's
rain.
A storm. Huh?
We still got rain in Red Oak. We still got rain out here.
Oh, so it's rain. So it's raining everywhere then. It's raining.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right.
Those of you listening to us on the network, it's raining down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You know, hallelujah. Sha-ta-ta. We got a lot of rain going on because, well, we need it because, man, when we stepped out today, at 9 o'clock, it was 95 degrees this morning. You know what I'm saying? And so ain't nothing like a little rain. Well, we appreciate you guys that's hanging out with us around the network on tonight. The time ticker's going off. We had a young lady wrote in to us in out of Philadelphia, and she wanted to know why do everybody on social media is always negative. And so we said we'll talk about it. So we formed the question tonight, you know, let's pick a side. Which side are you on? Because you got some people really, really like responding.
Mm-hmm.
To everything.
True, very true.
You know what I'm saying? They like liking everything. They like responding to everything. They like engaging in conversation. You know, and it always concerns me when I see people, Frenchon, Anthony, and Fred, and Mandy. It concerns me when I see people writing people back like they're having a real, real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you really know this person? You understand what I'm saying?
Not at all.
You know, yeah. I mean, they talking like, if you read the comments going down, it's like, I wonder, do they really know each other? You know what I'm saying? They responding like they into it. Girl, I told you Steve Harvey books wasn't no good. And I'm saying, wow. You know, how serious is this? You know what I'm saying? But man, I tell you. But then, what can we do to resolve these kind of problems? Do we stay off of social media? Because we understand, like, you know, Anthony alluded to when the pandemic, you know, came along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do three shows. We set up these platforms really for entertainment, to have a good time and to sit around the domino table and just talk about life issues and life situations. And so even with us, we got to be careful because we license what we say and stuff like that too.
Right.
That's why we always use the word allegedly, because we don't really know. We just reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we really turn the negativity on social media? Because someone said, you know, you listen to it so much, after a while you consuming all that negativity, you end up being negative.
Mm.
You know, you wake up having a good day, and by the time you read all of that and see all of that, you know, you go into work, somebody speak to you, and you just going off.
Oh, wow.
Have y'all experienced that? You know, you woke up and having a good day, and then you get into work, and somebody speaking, you by the time you get to work, you negative. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody experienced that, huh? I guess I'm the only one.
Y'all, that easy can happen. That easy,
but,
yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you you know, you was having a good day, you know, and you know, you may have had a flat or something. You may have had a flat or something, but you know, you don't see. Or let me ask it this way, you know, for instance, like I know Anthony. You know, if I see somebody say something crazy about him on Facebook, it might piss me off, in so to speak, because I know that ain't him, because I know his character.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I ain't got to call him. Right. I ain't got to call him and say nothing. Right. I'm just going to defend him because I know who he is. You know?
Right.
And so, and by the time you get to work, man, have you heard? So. You know, what the ham sandwich you talking about? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, why? All because you found out somebody done hacked Anthony's page, and they done put something out there ain't true.
Right.
So watch out for the hackers out there. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
You don't want no money getting taken out of your account, because I sure don't want no more taken out of my Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys on the network tonight. Listen, guys, we're going to take a break. When we come up, we're going to give you some good music. To those of you on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, they, man, listen, we are heard, listen, guys, we are heard all around the globe already, but we are added another 160 countries, man.
Yes, we are.
On Southern Soul and even friends. So we are heard all around the globe tonight. We're broadcasting live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But let's give you some good music, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
I don't want Oh yeah, don't that sound good? Well, this song goes out to anybody that got somebody. Somebody they might want to hold on to. Somebody that they go home to at night. See, that's what I call a good thing. I got me a good thing too. And see, I don't want to lose. I used to hang out every night, running around in the clubs. Yeah, I thought I had everything. I thought I never needed love. That's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. She came and swept me off my feet, showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh, they call the name like old man and party pooper. But I found me a good thing, and I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through the day. Can't stay too long, I gotta keep moving. My girl, she waits.
I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. We're back. We're back in the building. Man, it's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. Your soul got to be anchored anchored in what? How did it go, man?
In Jesus.
In Jesus, you can surely drift away, drift away, drift away. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back. We're back on the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight for another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We want to appreciate you listeners on tonight. Listen, it's raining. Man, it's been a while since we got some rain, huh?
It has been a while.
Yeah, man.
I'm so excited.
You're
I am so excited about the rain. Thank God for the rain.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you that's standing by on the phone lines on tonight. We want to thank all of you that's on the network on tonight over there on Southern Soul. We want to thank you. It's the E-Man After Show every Sunday night, man. This is what we do. We come around the domino table and we just propose a question. And we got a question out there on the table tonight. We're picking a side. We're picking a side, A or B. Should we always respond to all the negativity that's on social media? Should we respond to the negativity in our families?
You know what? Now, family, now, on social media, family, no. My family, they've always, it's died down recently within the last, what, 5-6 months. But my family, they were very active on social media. And it was just a lot of negativity. So I never engaged. And this is one thing about me. It's not personal. I do not mind snoozing, putting someone in timeout.
Right, right.
So for my family, a lot of my family members, they have been put into timeout from time to time because it was just too, I'm like, listen, people, it was just too much.
Right, right.
Now, I don't engage when it comes to social media. However, my family, my sisters, they call me, you know, for a lot of times for advice. And sometimes they have that three-way call and they'll call me. And so somebody has to be the voice of reasoning.
Okay.
I feel like that's appropriate. It's appropriate in a sense. But when it comes to feeding into the negativity, then that's just something I'm not willing to do. I feel like that's not my place. And I also feel like when we feed into negativity, that speaks volume as to who we are internally.
Right, right.
So at the end of the day, my position is to, when it comes to family, sometimes you just, with my family, with my sisters, it's the voice of reasoning. It's because I love them, you know, and they are my sisters. But when it comes to them and social media and the hype, I do not get involved. If anything, I will put them in timeout.
You'll put them in timeout?
Mm-hmm. And I won't have to see their posts for approximately 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's okay. I mean, hey, it's not personal. It is what it is. And that goes for family members. That goes for associates, too.
Right, right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be We see you guys on the network. And, you know, and I think that's very important because, you know, when we talk about social media, we talk about it on all aspects part, you know, sitting around social media. I'm going to bring everybody back around in the domino for table. I want to take it a little bit farther because, you know, you have people. Sometimes they try to send you messages, and the message they try to send, they try to send little shots. They try to shoot little shots at you on social media. In other words, they ain't going to call and tell you in your face.
Right. You can have a conversation with someone, and instead of them just being honest, you know, it's okay to let a person know you were offended, to just bring clarity, right? That gives the other person the opportunity to respond. But instead, they'll kind of harbor, you know, ill feelings and then go to social media and just kind of let it out on social media. That's going to solve the way they truly feel.
Yeah, and this is the other part of the letter. Why do we, instead of you just calling a person, why do people take shots at people? And the thing of it is, you already know what the person is doing. You know what I'm saying? But some people, they study taking shots. They make little subtle comments thinking that they going to throw you off.
Right.
And so I watch on social media sometime, and I'll be seeing people engaging. I'll be like, my goodness. And so the way the letter was reading is like, won't you just be grown enough to tell me what you're trying to say?
Right. You know, people used to do that a lot on social media when it came to Mandy the Mentor because of the conversations we would have. You know, they would see me as a mentor and as a prophet, and they felt like I should not engage into certain conversations. So immediately after the show, they would go and you know, and the word, the phrases that was used would let you know, you know. And for me, no response.
Right.
I will never bring it up to you. I will never, I won't even hold it against you because I see where you are.
Right, right.
And that's okay. So for me, it's just no response.
Yeah, I think it's because it shows a person, okay, if you that petty, because, you know, you can read right through it. You know why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying? Because, but you see that a lot. That was the other part of the letter. We're bringing everybody back in around the domino table. If it ain't rain you out, hopefully we won't get hit tonight.
Right.
We got Freya Bill standing by. We got Anthony standing by. We got Friend Sean. We back around the domino table. You guys okay, y'all? Y'all, it's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving y'all away. Y'all so anchored? Y'all anchored over there, Fred? Anthony and Friend Sean?
Yep.
Fred Sean, you anchored over there?
My soul.
Can you hear me? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you, Fred Sean.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm definitely here. Okay.
It ain't raining in your neighborhood, right?
It's still doing. I still hear something out there.
Oh, okay. Well, the other part of the letter, we talking about the other part of the letter now. It was kind of, and the young lady was stating, and shout out to the young lady that wrote in. She even stated how people try to take shots at you or try to say suddenly cracks, you know, thinking, in other words, if you got something to say, you know, we grew up in the hood. We used to say, if you got something to say, why don't you just tell me? You know, but why do people go on social media and send it a message like you really sitting there watching it? Well, you understand what I'm saying? And why would a person respond to that kind of activity? What do you guys think? Any one of y'all go first? And Sean, Anthony, or Fred?
What was your question?
The young lady put in a statement how different people, if they trying to tell you something or if they trying to shoot a shot or they want you to know something, they put it out there on social media instead of just contacting you and just telling you. You know what I'm saying? Like if you sitting there on Facebook,
right,
Instagram, right, watching they post. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so why do people do that? What's the purpose of all of that?
I have no idea why people air out their differences on Facebook. Like you say, just call the person. Why are you just going to put it out there so you won't? Are you trying to get attention to let everybody know what that person is doing?
Mm-hmm.
But it actually should just make you look bad because you're a messy person for letting the world know because the world don't know these people.
Right,
if you put
right.
something out on Facebook about me, nobody knows me personally. But
right.
those that know me, all those people that's your friends, I don't know your friends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's the thing. People want to put their business on Facebook. That like the scripture I put on Facebook, man, that's all I've been putting on Facebook for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go in and back and forth with nobody about nothing because I got to be mindful of the things I say. I don't know
mm-hmm.
who their friends are. They may be somebody that's reading my post, right?
Right.
But then their friends mm-hmm. see it and they're like, man, he was just on Facebook cussing somebody out. Now he's up there talking about God and this and that. I can't do
right.
that. So therefore, I got to be careful of what everybody needs to be careful of what they put out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Prince John?
Yeah, I think that unwise, first of all,
mm-hmm.
and somewhat of a cowardice move to do that.
Right.
Instead of just being bold and saying, you know, going directly to the person and having a discussion. And then whatever happens from that, you know, you just deal with that. Within and then sometimes people don't have like people in their within their circle that they feel
mm-hmm.
comfortable just confiding in and talking to, and so and it's really actually a very sad thing in our society that we want to go out to strangers
mm-hmm.
you know, where strangers can be in the loop of all of this stuff that is personal.
Right.
Because we want some type of people, oh, yeah, you shouldn't say that to her or you wrong for
mm-hmm.
that. You know, we want all these other people to chime in.
Right.
It's actually a very sad situation, I think.
Agreed.
I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt, what you think? Are you there, Aunt? Aunt may be on mute. But ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we're sitting around the domino table. This is
hey, what's going on, bro?
We were just trying to give you a minute to respond.
Yeah. I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry. I stepped away.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, we was talking about people on Facebook or just in general how people take shots and they don't, you know, they air their differences out on Facebook or social media. Still, you know, just really just, you know, if you got if you got something going on, you need to tell a person, just pick up the phone and call them. You know, if you put it out on Facebook, you know, like Fred Bell is saying and we're saying, people don't know, they don't know you, you know what I'm saying? But you know. you putting it out on, in other words, you saying little stuff that, okay, well, why would that person be saying that on Facebook? What do you think about that, Ant?
Well, you know, pretty much I see the majority doing that kind of stuff is the younger generation. You know,
no, it's a lot of grown folk doing this. This is a lot of grown. These ain't no young. These ain't young folks.
I don't engage, but I guess I don't have them kind of friends that's on my Facebook page that put out their business talking about others like that, you know, and slandering them. But I do see the younger generation that's happen to be on my page also that could do that, you know, like some of my son's friends or his girlfriend's friends, they slander each other, you know, like my son is one of them victims, you know. You know, I mean, you know, he getting slandered by his girlfriends and all that kind of stuff, you know. So yeah, but I mostly see it in the younger generation. But you're right. There are some adults that do that kind of stuff and I don't understand it. It makes no sense. Pick up the phone and talk about it. You want to air out some differences with them, pick up the phone, you know.
Right.
Why you have to put it out publicly and half the people don't even know these other people just watching or listening to them.
Right, right.
You know?
Man?
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with the response in its entirety. I honestly love what Fashawn said when she stated about being a coward move.
Mm-hmm.
If you just got off the phone with me or in a meeting with me,
mm-hmm.
and then after the meeting you take to social media to respond,
right,
instead of
right.
saying what you had to say in that moment, I can respect you when you can speak, you know, and you can speak your mind or you can tell me what's on your heart. But when you go to social media, then, you know, I mean, honestly, I'm kind of side-eyeing you. And your words does not hold a lot of weight with me afterwards. Your words does not hold a lot of weight with me because we should be able to say what we need to say. We can say it respectfully. And also, not only that, but regardless whether a person, they're going to be receptive to what you have to say. For me, if I say it tactfully and if I say it out of a heart of love, then I'm free. So at the end of the day, if a person goes to social media after we've had a conversation and they feel like they just kind of want to get other people engaged or whatever the case may be, then I honestly just feels like that after that conversation they had the opportunity to speak and when they left the conversation, they all hearts supposed to have been clear, then their words would not hold much weight with me afterwards.
I know that's right. Well, you know, I want to put a little twist on this, all of y'all that's around the domino table tonight. We want to thank all you guys that's joining us over here on We Talk Radio Network, all of you that's joining us over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We want to appreciate you hanging out with us for tonight. Listen, if you want to listen to the E-Man After Show, you can log in to www.SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio.com. That's one word. And click on the Emerald Live, and you can listen to us live.
Right.
If you want to do a podcast on that great network or do a show or DJ or whatever you'd like to do, you can contact the owner over on that. What's that number, Mandy? You can contact the owner.
At 469-445-5823.
Yeah, this is a great network. We want to appreciate all of you guys that listen. But, guys, I want to play double dare. I want to ask all of y'all a question. And this is pertaining to the church. You know, as I sit here and listen to each and every one of you, and this is to my preachers out there. See, my brother's a preacher, too, just as well, my youngest brother. But how many times you have seen a preacher be in a meeting with whoever he's in the meeting with, instead of him giving an answer? Can you automatically tell when a preacher is giving an answer over the pulpit or in a message? You know, you had a private meeting, you know, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you correcting it behind the scene, now it's got to be a scripture. It's got to be you tying God into it. Now it's got to come through a whole particular sermon just for something that you was able to tell me behind closed doors.
Right.
Have anybody ever witnessed that side of me?
Oh, yeah.
Any of y'all witnesses that around the domino table?
I didn't hear where the preacher had a conversation with someone, and mm-hmm. like you said, instead of talking to them man to man, he preached
yeah.
what they were talking about in
right.
the sermon. So basically, he went up there and aired it out. So, but wouldn't nobody know but the person?
Right.
And it was so funny because you could have just gave me the answer. You didn't have to
mm-hmm.
get up there and
right.
like basically tell me in front of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That makes me think that in that meeting, in the during the meeting,
mm-hmm,
right
mm-hmm.
after the meeting, it makes me feel that the person, the pastor, whomever, they thought about that. Like, it weighed on them so much. They thought about what they should have said, what they could have
right.
said in the moment that they did not say,
uh-huh.
and then now they've came up with a whole sermon surrounding that particular conversation. And a lot of times it's because they feel like in that moment that they did not get their point across, or they feel away.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I feel like closed meetings, they should remain in private.
Right. And for Sean, do you feel like that's a form of manipulation when they preach it? Are you deaf, Sean?
I see that one more time.
I say, do you feel like that's a form of manipulation, or you feel like they just earned it out in the pulpit?
Oh, man.
and the reason why I ask that, because have you experienced that any, Frenchon?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be both and.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on sin, how much they get into it, you know, so that's such a loaded question. I do think that anyone who is speaking to a lot of people
mm-hmm.
and have, a platform and people are listening and, they're influencing, just tread lightly,
mm-hmm.
I don't think, diving in, and kind of similar to what I said before, and making like strong thing, statements and thoughts about stuff, can be kind of dangerous. So
mm-hmm.
whenever you're talking about people and stories and, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Just being careful.
Right.
Because, and the other thing is, I always think about if it was turned around, or if somebody put a camera in your house, would you want someone just all up in the pulpit or whatever,
uh-huh.
just talking about every single thing that happened in your house, or a discussion that you had with your child or with your
mm-hmm.
wife, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we want that.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely think we should consider ourselves. But pastors do it, right?
Oh,
people do it. They do it all the time. They get up and they feel away.
And this is what turned me off of a lot of pastors, because
mm-hmm.
they do it harshly, like,
yeah.
Like you're supposed to obey them or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember
mm-hmm.
E-Man, when mm-hmm. I had went over to minister in Africa,
mm-hmm.
South Africa. People are going to let you know. I wasn't watching. I wasn't looking for it. I'm somewhere else. I had mentees letting me know.
Right.
And at the time, it was a senior pastor that I don't have to go to Africa. We don't have to go to Africa to minister the word. We have people right here. And the whole, he did it from Sunday to Wednesday service and when people were hitting you up, it's at first I was like, nah, it was a coincidence.
Right.
But then I found it to be true. As far as that, you were aiming, you were shooting,
right.
People sometimes they feel away, and they have their reasons for feeling the way, but at the same time, I do agree with what Frenchon is saying. We basically have to consider ourselves, and consider things that we have going on.
Right. Well, I always see it like this, and to you guys that's listening to us on network on tonight, it's the E-Man After Show. Yeah, we got to do 2 hours worth of content now, man. We're on another network for 2 hours, so we got to do a 2 hour content, but we're gonna play a lot of the music
mm-hmm.
on the way out, because we get ready to end the show, because I know we all got a long day on tomorrow. But you know, I forgot. Ant, you want to chime in on that, Ant?
I actually never really experienced it myself, but I've seen cases where the preacher put people's business out there like that. You know, they might have had a discussion with them and didn't air all of it out with them, so they made a sermon out of it. I was like, oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, so I haven't experienced it happen to me per se, but I've seen it done over the pulpit. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, we could always see it like this here. If God put everybody's stuff on the jumbotron, we ain't be nobody in church.
But you know what? Really shows the humanity part, right? And it shows the humanity part, and it shows the immaturity, you know, that one can walk in. People can give great advice all the time, right? But at the end of the day, there's errors in all of our life where we need to grow. And regardless whether it's a leader, overseer, when someone releases something so personal from behind the pulpit to get a message over to one person in the audience, then that's being immature.
For sure.
And so there's room for growth.
A whole lot, you know. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the network tonight. We're just sitting around the domino table on a Sunday night. It's raining. It's storming out over here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We want to thank all of you that's listening to us around the globe on We Talk Radio Network, on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We want to appreciate you hanging out with us on the E-Man After Show on tonight. Well, before we end the show, fellas, especially you, Deacon Fred, I don't know if it's Sean do football. Fred Bell. For Sean, you do football? You're a football fan? You're a Dallas Cowboy fan?
It depends on what you're about to say. Go ahead.
You know the Cowboys lost today, from Sean.
On that note, no, I don't, because I could care less. But go ahead.
You just like, man, it's just whatever we say, huh? Yeah. Well, Cowboys lost today. Deion Sanders lost on yesterday. Fred Bell, help me out. What happened to sports this weekend? What happened, Fred?
What you mean? I'm not a Cowboys fan, and I'm not a Deion fan. You know what? The one thing I said, I knew when Colorado lost, I knew when they played Oregon, they played a team that was better than the first three teams they played. First three teams they played, they was okay. But Colorado and USC, them going to be big, big boys. So the one thing I did not like when I told you about Deion Sanders, when he came in, all the people who had been saying something. And then now look, he lost that game. Now them people coming back to him. If he'd just been humble in the beginning and said, I give back them victories to God. I told you we was coming. We was going to do this. We not through yet. We still building. But you go out, all this union sons, y'all flash and watch it. Now look what happened. You got beat down out there.
That was just one game.
So take your medicine.
Take your medicine.
Go ahead.
I hate to say this because I saw this on social media today. They put up, you know, Deion Sanders lost two toes, right? You know, he had two toes amputated. Why are you laughing, for sure? This is not legendary. This is a fact. Did you see this post, for sure?
I heard that.
The way you said it.
Oh, well, if you go on social media, he put up the three toes that said they
won. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, what y'all say? We won three games and they...
Now, we just talked about this. We just talked about being fit.
That's why I'm saying it, man. You know, it's got to be a more of the story. So the more of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, because I was getting ready to get to the more of the story for the whole conversation, is Deion Sanders.
Amen.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Try to say it without laughing, because I want to hear it in its entirety. Like, what are you saying?
I'm saying don't believe everything you see on me. Well, but basically, back to what Fred said, they lost, but they're still arrogant enough to put them three toes up on
it.
Yeah, man. He lost two toes for real.
I know that.
And so the big toe he lost, right?
He told me about that. Mm-hmm.
And so he put three toes. Well, somebody, I ain't gonna say Dion put it up, but somebody put those three toes. In other words, he done won three games.
You are so messy.
Hey, this is radio. This is entertainment, man. This is get paid for this.
We just got to talking about you.
And so at the end of the day, you know, hey, what can I say? When they got to the big boys, because, see, they got USC next week, right, Fred Bill? That's going to be another test.
Right.
You know, USC
right.
is a strong powerhouse team, so they just – oh, we're going to have fun tonight, huh, man?
No, baby, that's – but man is really missing
the all the games that they got coming up, all the ones they got coming up next are their toughest games, because all those teams are actually real good.
Right. Yeah. And so we're going
to
see.
It was a little comical to hear Humble and Dion in the same sentence. I don't recall really hearing any humbleness from Dion, like, ever. But that's just me. I could have missed
right.
something.
Oh, well, why, you say you didn't know nothing about sports. Now you, which side you picking? A or B for sure.
But the thing about that is,
we know Dion to not be that humble. So
okay.
but the thing about it is, though, he professed Christ all the time, right? And he get up and he say, Christ is humble. So a lot of people was coming at him. That's the thing that I did not like about it, because how he professed Christ, and then people look at us Christians as hypocrites anyway. They say we go out there and be humble, but then when we get something, we all braggadocious in somebody's face. And that's where he messed up. So it's like you can kill your witness. You can kill your witness. Now, is he doing something good? Yeah, he's doing something good. But he's killing his witness when he go out there and they do all that stuff.
Okay. And so I'll be up still talk about this. But so at the end of the day, man, this is crazy right here. We're doing a whole show about, hey, I had to get that out. That's my laugh for the night. Listen, laugh is for the metal. As a matter of fact, we're going to play some comedy on the way out, because laughing.
Laughing at somebody else's expense.
But we'll see, because, you know, I did appreciate what Dion said in the press conference. Mm-hmm. He didn't come in and make up no big excuse why they lost. He just said they got whooped. They lost for real. They wasn't ready for the game, and so we all know how sports go. I don't care how well you play or how well you are on top. Some games, you know, you just don't show up, and to me, that was just one of them games they didn't show up. But time will tell through, because I know he's in a building season. So time will tell, you know, time will tell. We know we got USC. Mm-hmm. We got, like Fred is saying, we got a lot of powerhouse teams that they got to play. So we're going to see if he really got them prepared. But then what happened to our Cowboys today, Ant? What happened to the Cowboys on the day?
Well, we had a couple of hurt players. So, you know, and I don't think they brought it today. It doesn't seem like they brought it today, man.
Oh, they just don't seem like they brought it today?
I know you asked Anthony what happened to the Cowboys. Y'all Cowboys fans always want to make excuses.
You see how they did that,
Fred? Everybody got hurt players. And you say that in Brady. You know the people on the Cardinals, you know they get paid too, right?
Right.
You know they get paid, right? So guess what? They brought it, and the Cowboys just got beat. I was surprised that the Cowboys lost that game. I thought the Cowboys were going to beat them, because the Cardinals, I didn't think they were that good. But everybody was losing them first two games. The Cowboys played the Giants, and they played the Jets. Both teams are stalling. But you Cowboy fans, y'all are so delusional. Y'all look at that and say y'all going to the Super Bowl. Y'all ain't going nowhere unless y'all buy a ticket.
That's what you said last year, Fred. Fred, we going to the Super Bowl, man. What are you talking about? Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about Mike McCarthy coaching this year?
Oh, me?
Yeah, how do y'all feel about Mike McCarthy coaching this year? Do you think
you know, I'm not a Cowboy fan. I don't really think he's a good man, because anybody that coaches Jerry Jones besides Bill Parcells, you really not the coach. Jerry Jones is actually the coach. You just standing over on the sideline. Jerry probably calling the plays.
Shots fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what this whole show is about. We shoot darts right there. This entertainment. Go ahead.
You know what's so funny, right? When the Cowboys win, you can go on Facebook. It's lit up. We the more going in there. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Y'all quiet as a church mouse. Just quiet.
Hey, listen, this is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan talking, by the way, those of you on the network. You know, how many games y'all won for it?
We just won. Y'all we won got the same record y'all do, 2-1.
2-1, Cowboys 2-1. Mm-hmm. Who did y'all play today?
Yeah, they just played on Sunday Night Football.
Okay. Well, we're gonna keep the rivalry going. I say the Cowboys going to, how many people on the, are we talking around the domino table? It's 5 people around the domino table tonight. Let me see. All 4 of y'all cash at me $10, I can pay my bill tomorrow.
Right.
Man, you ain't going to give me $10? I'm going to get $25 from you.
Well, I'm on the winning team. If you had a 1, I'd be on your side.
y'all send me $10 through my cash app. For Sean, you got cash app? Send me $10. I'm gonna pay my bet. You know, listen. When I hit during the Super Bowl, you know, we already talked about this. You know, we talked about the lottery, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hit. You know, some people say you can buy an island, you can do all of that. Listen, when I hit, don't be doing all of that. You know, you should. You see what I'm saying? You might miss your blessing. You understand? You got a chance to sow in now. Put that seed in the ground, because you don't never know which way the Lord gonna bless you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is the E-Man After Show. Man, we're getting ready to wrap this show up. We have had 2 great shows on tonight. I want to appreciate you guys and I was going to say you guys and girls, but you guys and ladies hanging around the domino table with us on tonight, with us men. You know, it's football season. We're back. We're into the 3rd game of the year, and we're going to follow the Cowboys through on out, you know, Cowboys for life. You know, we ain't going to be jelly. Don't be jelly for you, Bill. You know what I mean? Don't be jealous, bro. You know, Cowboys is on their way to the Super Bowl. Listen, Beyonce was in town. When was that, Friday night? Didn't nobody go to the concert? Y'all don't do Beyonce?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Sean, you don't do Beyonce?
No, and even if I did on any level, not for that amount.
Oh, okay. Was it expensive?
Exactly.
You know what? How much are those tickets? I heard people talking about how much was their ticket.
I don't know. I just know they're expensive.
A whole lot.
A whole lot. Okay.
A whole lot.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a whole lot of people but got that kind of money because it was so loud. You know what I mean?
But I can't understand. You know what? I know it's entertainment. I've never been to a concert in my entire life. And, you know, and I don't know why I'm like this, but I'm not starstruck by people because I look at people as they're just like me. They just got a job that pays them a little bit more money than me. That's it. They get sick. They have the same. We all go through the same problems, but they're just people. But people will see them, and they will pass out. But why when you go to the hospital, you don't fall out when you see the doctor? That's what you should come all the time.
That's a good point for you, man.
Boy, that's that Deacon Bell, huh?
Yeah. Boy, Deacon, you shoot a whole lot of shots. Y'all go put that on Facebook.
One tail left.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, once again, it's entertainment, and you know, people pay for what they want, no matter what. Because the thing I understand, like my niece and them, she was in Houston last night. All her concerts are sold out. So whatever she's selling them for, you know, I ain't gonna be jelly and hating on it. She getting that bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so
And it's not even that people actually have it. They just find it from somewhere. And, I mean, you know, never mind if you get evicted next month. You know, I'm just saying.
Right?
So they buy what they want and beg for what they need.
Mm-hmm. Those are my words. Yeah, you had people, they were setting up GoFundMe.
Really?
Because those would be
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's the kind of world we live in. You know, buy what you want and beg for what you need. You know? Miss Beyonce, if you're listening out there on any one of these networks, we ain't hating on you. I ain't jelly. Get out and get that bag. You understand what I'm saying? Because people pay for what they want to nowadays. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight. I want to thank you guys and ladies for hanging out with me around the domino table. We want to thank all of you. We gained a whole lot of listeners over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. I want to appreciate y'all listening on tonight. Well, friend Sean, thank you for calling in and hanging out with a brother on tonight. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Fred Bell, thank you for calling in and hanging out with me on tonight, sir.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. We'll catch up with you. And thank you for calling and hanging out with a brother on tonight, sir.
All right, my brother.
All right. Have a blessed, productive week. And to all of you that's hanging out on all these other numbers, I have no idea who you are. I want to thank you for hanging out with us. So I'm about to be like Ann said, I'm about to write this name down or something, you know.
Right.
And I want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out with us. So, man, ain't nobody hung up yet.
Nope.
They just be hanging out with us. Thank you all on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We want to appreciate you. It was just a conversation we wanted to talk about. Because it was sent in to, we got so many topics, we just kind of rewriting them, you know what I'm saying? And so what's the moral of the story, man? The moral of the story is don't shoot shots.
Right, just mind your own business.
Just what I get out of it, mind your own business.
Right.
Attend and mind your own business at the end of the day. Well, Mandy, this has been another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. On the E-Man After Show, it's been another great show on the Men to the Mentor Show on Blog Talk Radio Network. We want to thank our new family that joining in with us on tonight. You can check us out each and every Sunday night on We Talk Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio Network, and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network each and every Sunday night.
Right.
And so next Sunday night is first Sunday night of the month. It's Bible study, right?
Yay.
Yeah, so we have Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show. We got the ladies coming up next. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all going to be teaching that word. Got some great, powerful women that's going to be speaking. So we want to appreciate you guys. I want you to tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Mandy, as we get ready to end this show, you know, I always end with an E-Man thought.
Okay.
I got a thought for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is simply this: old keys doesn't open new doors.
That's good.
It's just that simple. Old keys doesn't open new doors. Post that.
New wine into old wine.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you tonight. We're going to give you a little comment and we're up out of here. Good night, We Talk Radio Network. Good night, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Until we meet again, Mandy, let's
B.I.G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Be blessed. Good night, everybody. Peace.
You're listening to The Sound.
Good morning, Concord. My name is Marcus D. Wiley. Hey, TSU, what's up? Okay. What's up? Man, I tell you, now this 10 o'clock, y'all a little lively. 8 o'clock, you know, it's a little different. So is this like this is a mixture church and a club crowd? I mean, no shade, because, you know, both institutions, you know, they create some of the same dynamics, you know. You got people who hang out at church like it's a club. Then you got folks who go to the club religiously. Yeah. You know, man, I can tell you, take on a little journey. Like, you go to the club, they got a thing called bouncers. Bouncers are there to maintain order. Make sure you don't sneak in without paying. You go over to the church. Church got a thing called ushers. They here to maintain order. Make sure you don't sneak out without paying your tithes and your off. Close the door. It's offering time. Lock them. You go to the church, to the club. The club have a bartender. Bartender ushers out spirits. Go to the church. Church have a praise team leader or a pastor. Ushers in the spirit. Yeah. Men try to get with women at the club. Ladies, you don't like it because a brother don't know your name, so he got to reference something you wearing to get your attention. So he got to be like, red, red. Gucci purse. Hold up. Gucci purse. Say little PT, little ponytail. What's up? Holla at your boy. Men try to get with women at church, too. They just make more of a spiritual reference. They be more like, virtuous. Something like Mary. What's up? Answer to my prayers. Ah, girl, you must be my rib. Believe it or not, you got people who go to the club. They don't drink. They don't smoke. They don't dance. They don't do nothing. They just like being there. Believe it or not, you got people who come to church. They're not in ministry. They don't participate. They don't give. They don't do nothing. They just like being here. But y'all, I'm one of them Christians, what you call, I'm free. Everybody say free. I came from a church where they said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And I took that and ran with it, right? Because 8 years ago, my wife came up to me. She was like, babe, I'm pregnant, and it's yours. I was like, all right, put that on me. Okay. But we ain't know nothing about having kids. And I was at the barbershop, and a dude came up to me. He said, say, bro, here you about to have a baby. I was like, nah, my wife is. But it's like the same thing. He's like, well, you know, I work at the hospital. I was like, you the doctor? He's like, nah, I work at the hospital, and I get stuff. It's like, you get stuff? He's like, yeah, you're going to need Pampers. You're going to need milk. I work at the hospital, and I get stuff. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, how much? He said, give me $100. Concord Church in my garage stacked from the floor to the ceiling were boxes of diapers and milk. Here's where I went wrong. One Sunday after church, I took one of these other Christians that's not free home with me. We go through the garage. He see all the boxes. He like, man, what's all these boxes? I said, pimp, that's milk and diapers. He said, man, I bet you spent an arm and a leg on all that. I said, uh-uh, $100. Dude at the barbershop hooked me up. Here he go, boy, that's stealing. That man stole that stuff, and you got your baby drinking this stolen milk. Your baby could drink this milk and die. He gonna kill my baby.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.